Ground Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. This one is about asking for the order. Why? Because it comes up all the time in coaching. People say, gosh, coach, I'm not aggressive enough. I'm not laying it out there. I am really casual when I'm calling people and not going for the kill or not going for what I want. And gosh, I wish I could be more aggressive and stronger and be able to look at someone in the face and say, hey, can I get your next order? I just want to give some feedback on that because it comes up a lot. First and foremost, I don't think when I was in sales, I looked at anyone and said, I want your next order. It just didn't roll off my tongue. It didn't feel authentic. It didn't click for me. You know, you got to do you it's so much easier to do you than tiptoe around and try to be something you're not. It wasn't me. I coach a lot of people that do have a more directness to getting the order, like, hey, I want to get your next order, you know, and it works for them and they get orders. But for me, it didn't work. I have more of the approach, like, I would love the opportunity to meet with you. So if you're a title sales executive, you're a realtor, if you're a lender, you know, if you're a broker owner recruiting, whatever you're doing, just know that asking for the order can have a different tone and have a different message with like an underlining approach at it. Like, for example, you could say, I'd love the opportunity to earn your next order. That was my messaging. I felt really that it was authentic and it was more me because I really felt my whole purpose and my role in sales was to team up with my clientele and help them grow and help them develop their business at a whole nother level. And so for me, my messaging around that sounded better, clicked better when I said, could I earn your next order? And I just really felt like that was a powerful punch for me. And I stopped pressuring myself that I wasn't the one going, can I get your next deal? Why wasn't I written in? I want your next order, da, da, da. And some people still believe that is the go-to. In 2019, we should be saying, can I get your next order? And it's not that I disagree. I just have to be me. I gotta be me on this thing. And for me, I really felt I'm gonna bring the value first. I'm going to make an offer or try to get in second with my tactical approach and it being a little bit different, you know? And so my first gut reaction wasn't to just go and pounce on them for an order. It was more about, let me bring you the value and you'll see here that I'm here to earn it. So try that approach. Try figuring out what is your messaging. What is it that you really, really want out of the relationship? Yes, we all know we want orders. It's either title wants title orders or realtors you want, you know, listing appointments or houses, lenders you want loans. Like, I get it, right? There's something we all want. But before we go for like to grab them on that, I feel like bring that value prop up front first and then hook them with the line that feels authentic and real to you. Saying nothing, I don't agree with. Like bringing value, value, value. Okay, have a great weekend. Good to talk to you. Bye. No, don't. You can't get off the phone without addressing it some way, somehow. Just make sure that it feels real and authentic to you. Okay? Just a really quick little tip about asking for the business. Hey, DJ, kick us off something kind of, you know what, positive and encouraging and something just nice and fun to end our day today. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or...